Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A, where we talk about calcium bentonite clay. You bring the questions and I'll do my best to answer them. It's a busy time of year right now, and I hope we have some listeners on. Anyway, we do have some questions already in queue, and for some people that are new to the program, give a little brief history here. This is your time to bring questions about calcium bentonite clay. Clay is an amazing alternative healer, and so many people are not aware of what it is. It just does not hurt the body. And when you take it for one thing, you get three or four other positive side effects. I'm always getting emails from people, well, I was taking it for this, and then I noticed I'm getting a glow about my skin, my systemic acne is improved, cystic acne, my arthritic joints have gone down and the pain's gone away. So we get all sorts of, you take it for one thing, but you also know different notice different things. Let's see, I do have a question here. Let me get back to the top. It says, I think I lost one. There was one there I had a while ago. Where'd it go? There was one there I read earlier, and I don't see it now, but someone had asked, is it all right to take clay with serrapeptase? Serrapeptase is an enzyme, and clay works very well with enzymes. Clay is a catalyst, and as such, it's a co-creator with enzymes. The enzymes can attach to the clay particle, and different enzymes can make things that the body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. I know that sounds outlandish, but it does it by when the enzyme attached to it, they can make amino acids, and from amino acids you can make all number of things, vitamins, proteins, things the body is deficient in. There was a story about the shrimp that lived, these little small shrimp that lived in pools of clay water in France in a cave, and when they discovered them, the biologist said there's no way they could live on clay and water because there's no nutritional caloric value to clay, it's just minerals. And so they took the shrimp out, and they tried to feed them, and they died, and they would put them, the rest of them back, and they thrived. And they determined that the shrimp had some enzymes that attached to the clay particle and made amino acids and made peptides and made proteins and then made vitamins. And it was enough nutrients to keep the shrimp thriving healthily. So that's one of the almost outrageous, hard-to-concept things that clay does. Clay doesn't enter the bloodstream, and yet it will stop anemia through the diastase and oxidase enzyme interaction with the clay. So I wouldn't worry about taking it with your serrapeptase. They are very compatible. And you can take clay any time of day. Someone asked about the amounts and does it have to be specifically in the morning and late at night, or can you take it in the evening? You can take clay any time in pretty much any amount. And if you just get it in you and on you, the darn stuff will find a way to work. Now, if you're doing a first-time cleanse, it's best on an empty stomach so it can get in and pull that old crud you've got in your lower colon out. But sometimes it works in spite of taking it with meals. But the more you work with it, the more you'll find how amazing it does work. Then I have a question here, and it says, Perry, I love your show and the information that you so freely share. When I do a clay facial, as the clay dries, my nose begins to run. It's weird, but not an annoyance. Just curious if that's a common occurrence. By the way, love what Clay has been doing for my persistent middle-aged cystic acne. Sorry, I forgot to take my rubber bands off my braces and I can't talk. I've been using both internally and externally and can tell a difference in the reduction of new breakouts. Thanks for the info that you posted on the About Clay website. That is what got me started. Well, thank you very much for your validation there. I do appreciate it. When you put the clay on your face, you're also putting it over your sinuses, and a lot of people with blocked sinuses use the clay just over their sinus cavities, and it unblocks it, and it makes your nose run. So I suspect that's what's happening. It's triggering something in your sinuses. And, you know, it's nothing dangerous. If something needs to drain or clean out, the clay just seems to do it. And, yes, we have a lot of, you're not the first one that has taken it for, you know, one thing or used it for one thing and found another. We also have a gentleman that was drinking it for acid reflux, and he had the cystic acne, I can't say it, on his shoulders, and it was very painful, but he noticed after he started drinking the clay that it started going away. So when you take the clay for one thing, you're going to get three or four other beneficial side effects. Some of them you're aware of, some of them you're not, but you are getting it. That's the way clay works. So thank you for that question. Christine in Los Angeles, how can clay help me with the hemorrhoid? Can clay help me with Bell palsy on the right side of my face? With the hemorrhoid, yes, you can take some of the clay, the mass, the 1 to 3, and add some dry clay to it and let it absorb and make it to where it's kind of thick, where you can kind of mold it a little bit, and you can insert it up in the rectum there. And sometimes you can just take some of the mask and put down there if your hemorrhoids are external and wear a little sanitary pad with it to keep it from getting on your clothes, but that will shrink those hemorrhoids. But if you can, push a little up in you. It's very soothing. It takes the itching and the pain away from them. Bell's palsy, I'm not really sure. I would drink the clay and I would apply it topically and let it dry and see what happens. It's a nervous disorder caused usually by exposure to extreme cold. And I've never had anyone tell me that they've treated themselves with the clay when they had Bell's palsy, but I've often wondered. You know, we have gotten people with tremors, Parkinson's disease, and another lady with essential tremors that said when she started drinking the clay, she noticed her tremors relaxed. So I would put the clay on topically on that side of the face, put it on lightly, generously. You want to cover the skin where you can't see it, and leave it on and let it dry and wash it off and repeat that. You can do it daily. You can do it twice daily if you want. And then I would start drinking 2 ounces two times a day and see if that doesn't help. You'll get some other benefits in there. All right, nice questions here. Becky in El Paso. For constipation from clay, should I take magnesium on an empty stomach or with food? Can clay help cataracts? You know, 90% of the people have 3 good bowel movements a day with clay. It really helps them get regular. 10% get constipated. I don't truly understand why. I've been told it's because your digestive system is out of balance. But yes, when you take magnesium tablets, I don't think it matters if it's on an empty stomach or with food. Generally, it doesn't bother you to take them on an empty stomach. I take it first thing in the morning and then last thing at night. I'm one of those people, and I've been taking clay for for 10 years or so, and I still get constipated, but then I was that way before I started taking clay, and it could be that the peristalsic muscles have really kind of quit working. So just take those magnesium tablets, and I don't see a difference if you take it with food or without. Sometimes you may need 1.5 or even 2. There is a 500 milligram, and I took that, and I kind of had diarrhea with that, so I get the 250 milligram, and then depending on what I'm eating, if I'm eating beef or something that's hard to digest, particularly late at night, I may have to take 1.5. And if I'm eating a lot of vegetables and spinach, which I love, I don't have a problem. So you kind of can't overdose on the magnesium. So if you want to take 2 of the 250 milligrams, I had a lady, the one that told me about it, was taking the 500 milligram tablet, and it was just too much for me. So it may be perfect for you. And she said, can it help with cataracts? I've had reports yes, and I've had reports no. So I don't know if it's how they're using the clay or not. I have an eyewash solution. First of all, to put a clay poultice over your closed eyelid. Just put the clay on thickly, the clay mask, the mud, and lay down and lay a wet wash rag over it, and just lay there for 15, 20, 30 minutes if you can. Take a little nap with that on. It's very soothing to the eye. It cleans the tear ducts out. The first time you do it, you might get some white stringy stuff coming out of your eye. So it really cleanses the eye. And then you can make some eye drops with eyewash solution. Now, don't get the lens cleanser. You want the eyewash solution, and it's hard to find now because everything says lens cleanser. There's one called Fresh Eyes. I think Walgreens has their own eyewash solution, and you may need to ask somebody to help you find it. It's a little 4-ounce bottle, and it says sterilized water. So you want to take a tablespoon of clay and put it in a little jar, and then squeeze the water out of this tube, this little bottle. You have to squeeze it out. You can't unscrew the top. You can put all of those 4 ounces in there with a tablespoon of clay and gently swirl it a few times. You don't want to shake it. Just gently, you want to make sure you cover all the clay. Let it sit overnight. Pick it up. Gently swirl it again the next day. Let it set again. Then find another little bottle or jar, maybe an eyedropper bottle. You can get an eyedropper bottle at the pharmacy with a dropper in it, and pour the water into that, and then use it as eye drops, or you can pour it into a larger little bottle and use it as an eye wash with a little cup where you hold it back and you open your eyes and blink. And I do that when I get allergies. In fact, I put mine in the refrigerator, and oh, it feels so cool if I started. Like if I pet a cat and then touch my eyes, oh, I'm on fire. So that puts out the fire. And then let me know if it works for you or not. I've had both ways, so I was about to take it out of the next book, and then I had a lady call and said it helped with her, so I thought, okay. It's funny that clay acts differently with different people, so don't be discouraged there. And Becky has another question. If you use a mask every day, will it dry out your skin? Probably would depend on your skin type. If you're oily, you may want to use it twice a day every day. But some people say, particularly in the wintertime, they notice it drying out. The Living Clay Company has a rejuvenation face cream, or you can get the citrus, I like the citrus green tea. They also have an unscented body cream that is very moisturizing. It's moisturizing, but it's not greasy. It's going to feel different, but it will soften your skin, and the clay in it actually helps your skin too. So I use the citrus green tea body cream. I use it generously on my arms and on my legs in the wintertime. I'm 75 years old, and my ankles and my legs get a little scaly looking and dry no matter how much water I drank. So there was that deal. If you drank 8 glasses of water a day or half your body weight ounces of water, that you won't get that, because I get it. But I put a little of this on there, and it's just absolutely wonderful. So try that if it does happen to dry your skin out. At first, you're going to notice it's exfoliating dead skin cells, so don't be alarmed. It may be just sloughing off those dead skin cells that are on the top. Oh, our friend Jenny from Walnut Creek. Hi, Jenny. She said, hi, Perry. When doing the clay mask for cataracts, what is the purpose of putting the cold wash rag over the eyes? The cold wash rag over the eyes is because the clay tends to dry around the edges, and your eyelid, the skin is very tender. And when you go to take it off, if it's dry, if you haven't rehydrated it and gotten it wet again, you kind of have to scrub it off, and it can be irritating to the eyelid. So it's just to keep the clay wet and in place, and it's very soothing, the coolness is, but mostly just to keep it from drying around the edges and being hard to scrub off. Good question there. And Jenny says, hi, Perry, what does the clay mask on the face actually build collagen and elasticity in the skin? You know, I don't know. I haven't studied the skin that much about the collagen and the elasticity and gotten into that. All I know is repeated uses of it will make your skin tighten and look younger. What it's doing, I really have no idea. But I know one lady started using it, and she used it 3 times a week. She'd give herself a facial, and a couple of weeks she went out with some girlfriends that she hadn't seen in 2 or 3 weeks, and they said, asked her what she'd been doing. Did she go have Botox? So it is noticeable that if you use it, it cleans out those pores and it tightens them. So I guess it's firming the skin back up. Now, whether that has anything to do with collagen and elastin, the sense in your skin, I have no idea. It's just one of those things that seems to work. I love the citrus green tea. I use it on my face, and my face and my arms feel just like velvet all day long, and it fluffs out the wrinkles. Now, we have a wrinkle release cream too, and sometimes I use that at night. It's not a permanent fix, but it does tend to fluff out the wrinkles, particularly on my arms. I'm 75 years young, I tell people, and if I do not use the body cream lavishly on my arms, they look like crepe paper. They have that wrinkly look, and when you feel them, it's just dry and scratchy. And when I put that on there, I don't have those crepey lines. It fluffs them out, and my skin feels like velvet all day long, unless I take soap and water and wash it off. So get you some of that stuff. It's good. Good questions there. Thank you. Okay, Becky in El Paso has another question. If you want to take clay before your medication, how long do you have to wait before taking the medication? That's a good question, too. Clay isn't absorbed into the bloodstream. It sort of lines your colon in your stomach for a while, but as you drink water and eat during the day, it washes out. I would do it the other way around. I would take the pills first and then wait 3 or 4 hours and then take the clay. I'm assuming about the same length of time. It doesn't bother all medicines, but we're not really certain which ones it does, because it does interact with some of the chemicals in some of the medicines, and particularly live bacteria. So we always say just check with your pharmacy and see how long it takes to absorb the medicine and then take the clay. But I'd say if you took it an hour before your medicines, you'd be okay. It's just going to do its good things and go on down. So, all right. Well, we're out of questions right now, so I'm going to go back over and share a few testimonials we got this week that were kind of amazing. I got one on candida and overall poor health. This is from a gentleman in Canada, and he was calling me, and he's so excited about what the clay has done for him. He said, I've been doing the clay for 20 days now with outstanding results. This is by far my best day yet in many, many years. It all went south when I decided to work in an automotive plant about 20 years ago. Before that, there were years of antibiotics, alcohol, drugs, and junk food. So his lifestyle hadn't been the most conducive to a healthy wellness program. Then my worst living nightmare ever, candida. Before I knew what was going on, it went systemic. I went from 175 fit pounds to 128 deathly looking pounds. This was the worst thing I've ever dealt with, and still was dealing with it for 6 to 9 years until the clay. I tried hydrogen peroxide, garlic, oregano, oral, Paca d'Arco, bark tea, MCT, which is medium chain triglyceride. It's a derivative of coconut oil, 3-lac, which is a probiotic, fasting, vegan diet, praying, intravenous hydrogen peroxide, coffee enemas, etc. I went to 12 doctors, had 2 colonoscopies, 1 endoscopy, countless tests, and found nothing. I went to 3 naturopaths, test after test, trying this and that. They did mention pH balancing. I stopped going and did the rest on my own. I was forced to leave my job due to illness. Then I went to work on me. Changed my diet, no rice, no pasta, no potatoes, no sugar, no bread, no junk food, no drugs, no alcohol, no shift work, no crap thinking. I think that was a big one. With doing all that and more, I'm in the gym 6 days a week, 175 to 180 pounds, and I walked into my health food store looking for skin tag removal. My friend Laurie spoke up and said, I have something. What is it? I asked. Calcium bentonite clay, she replied. I had heard of this before, so I tried it for internal and external use. I am blown away thus far. No more diarrhea, like the book said. Animal-like strength in the gym, something for people who work out to really consider. Sleep like a baby, crazy appetite, more jokey funny fun with my wife, light-hearted, clear as bell-headed. Bathing in it is such a remarkable experience. First came the headache, light-headed, pukey, and muscle cramps 20 minutes after staying in the bath. Then I went into an infrared sauna. Now, that's like doing a double detox. So he was having a detox reaction, but he recognized it as that, and he kept pushing through it. The bowel movement the next day was pure black. I felt great after that. The white coating on my tongue is barely noticeable. Toenail fungus is growing out. Thank you, God, this came into my life. The nightmare is finally over. Steve F. So when thank Steve for that testimonial. And notice how he took it for one thing and so many other things. He found the other benefits. You ask what the side effects of clay are. And other than constipation or a detox reaction such as he had, muscle cramps, he was nauseous, lightheaded, headachy. You can get flu-like symptoms when you're detoxing too fast. At that time, you can either push through it, which is what he did, or you can back off and slow down on the amount you're taking and slow your detox reaction. It's just the toxins are trying to get out of the body faster than they can be expelled. So he did it, and the next morning he had this nearly pure black bowel movement, and after that, everything was great. So I thought that was a wonderful testimonial, and it explained a lot. And so, and I think half of his, part of his candida health was his diet. You've got to acknowledge that. And I have, I'm going to go back over and see if we have any more questions. We don't right now. And does anybody on the phone line like to ask a question? If you do, if you press star 2, it will signal me and I can open your line and we can do a question. If not, I'll continue to talk about some more testimonials. I have another new testimonial that just came in. This lady was having digestive issues and dark joint pain. She said, I was having troubling initial detox reaction to the clay, and you gave me some good advice. You were so helpful in your quick communication with me. As I recall, when she called, she was bloating and having some stomach pains. And I told her she was in a healing crisis. I even ordered your book and read it cover to cover to get a deeper understanding of how clay works. It's been about 3 months now, and I love the clay. And she put that all in capitalization with two exclamation points. It truly has helped me to heal my digestive issues, severe bloating, bowel issues that have plagued me for years are so much more improved. My joint pain, interestingly, is significantly less. I hadn't done anything new other than clay and a sulfur supplement, so I firmly believe the clay is helping reduce my overall inflammation in the body, which I have a ton of. It is gentle, yet so effective. It is a godsend and a miracle. Clay does help inflammation, but what she's also getting that I think is very big in how clay acts is the pH factor. We are so out of alignment with our acidity, particularly during times of stress. So it helps when we can go and look at how the clay helps from more than one direction. It has a myriad of benefits that work with the body to literally help the body heal itself. Because the clay in and of itself doesn't cure anything. It just stops inflammation. It pulls out toxins, and the toxins and the acidity are some of the worst things we have going on. I had another interesting testimonial, and now it's getting to be a stressful time with the holidays, and we try to pack so much into our lives that a lot of times we get cold sores when we stress out. And this was from a lady, and she said, the other night I woke up at 3:17 in the morning and started thinking about all I needed to do for a busy month ahead. When I do that, I create an acid condition in my body, and a cold sore rises up on my bottom lip. It's very painful and can burst and be very uncomfortable to deal with while I'm working. I had gotten up during the night and used my regular remedy of blue-green marine algae, but it didn't work this time. But I remembered my little jar of clay mask, and the next morning I layered a thick amount on the sore. I left it on during the one-hour drive I had to my job that Saturday, and by the time I drove up, the sore had completely disappeared, and 2 days later has not raised up again. This clay has just saved me 2 weeks of embarrassment and irritation. I will always keep a container of this clay on hand for the rest of my life. Becky A. So thank you, Becky, for that testimonial. And I think that hits a lot of us during the holiday season, how we can get over acidic. So be drinking your clay. It's going to benefit you in a myriad of ways. I'm going to try to talk and go over to a place on my computer because I forgot to get something out. and find it, because I want to make an announcement about next month, the wellness training program that I do. And I do two seminars, and then I have a lifestyle wellness seminar. We talk about things. Well, I have a guest that's going to join me this next month in December, on December the 19th, and I'd like to invite you all to tell everybody. It's called Health and Holidays, How to Take the Stress and Days, D-A-Z-E, out of your holidays. And LaRue is a very gifted person. Let me read a little about her. She's been helping people make over their lives from the inside out. In the 80s, LaRue was a sales manager for a top cosmetics company. Needing to push the reset button on her life, she started an intense process of self-discovery. After a decade of learning and unlearning and transformation, LaRue's cosmetic makeovers metamorphosed into inner makeovers. She's a popular radio guest, international life coach, speaker, teacher, and has worked with thousands of people from numerous countries. LaRue is an intuitive intelligence and manifestation expert. The author of Your Essential Whisper, which is about evolutionary kinesiology and tapping into your internal guide, your soul, the little voice within. LaRue has 24 years of experience in helping all walks of life create solid, sustainable success, whether it be intangible states of peace and happiness or material things such as financial wealth. I know LaRue, I have gone to her workshop and learned how to tap into my inner guide so I can ask it. And through muscle testing, kinesiology, I can go to the grocery store and I can hold up two cantaloupes and can't decide which one's the best one, and I can Murph them. It's muscle response feedback. And I stand there and do my muscle testing and it'll tell me which one to get. And LaRue is going to join me this day. She was recently on a radio show with Dr. Fab on the Louise Hay radio show, Hay House. So she has lots of credentials. And she says, did you know there's an easy way to reduce or eliminate the stress of holidays? Buy the perfect gift for everybody. Do all your shopping in a few fun hours. Know where to go to find the right and perfect gift even before you leave home. So LaRue is going to explain to us how to Murph and how to do that. And she'll probably call on some people on the show and work with them on something and help them reduce their stress. A lot of it is finding hidden beliefs that we have within us that are controlling us from the past that we're not even aware of. And once we can acknowledge that belief and bring it up, and she has a process, a tapping process that will release that. And it's absolutely amazing. I've done her process. It's really helped me in business and in my life. I love this lady, and I think you will too. So I'm going to invite you to join us on for a very special holiday wellness seminar on December the 19th. That's a Thursday at noon, just like we have the clay seminars. So spread the words. We will be sending some emails out. And so right now I'm going to go back and take one more look and see if we have any more questions in queue. Okay. Gina Blue from Louisiana. Does it work on scabies? I've been to the doctor many times. No luck to rid them. Something keeps biting me. I can see track marks on my skin. I've tried so many things. Please help. Yes, it will. I'd like to see you take a clay bath first and then put the clay mud on the bite areas. But honey, you're going to need to strip your sheets and wash them. I had scabies when I was a child. We lived in the country, and I think I had every little disease like that that came along. And my mother would put me in a little dress, and a little bit I'd be scratching, and everywhere I'd scratch there'd be a little bloody spot. So I know the torment you're going through. And she had to bathe us in turpentine or use turpentine on the spots, and she would boil the sheets and wash them in turpentine. So you need to get some kind of disinfectant to put in with your sheets and wash them, because they get on the sheets. They're just invisible. You can't see them, but you darn sure can feel them. And clay will fix it. It will stop the itching and pull out the inflammation. But you also need to get rid of the source, which is probably in your bed. So you try that. If you have any questions, you call me. I think everybody does realize I'm always available to discuss anything private you might not like to discuss on the teleseminar. And you can go to livingclaybook.com, and my telephone number and my email are both on there. And I always welcome questions. There are no dumb questions, and I don't mind repeating. So I'm just here to educate the world about the beautiful benefits of calcium bentonite clay. And that's my job, and it's a great job. So I'm wishing each of you a wonderful Thanksgiving, a safe travels if you're going to be on the highway, be with friends and family, and you know, have an intention of everything running smoothly and you have more than enough time to get done what you do. Intentions will rule your life. And it's amazing when you have an intention what can happen. You can manifest things through intentions. Maybe you have a cousin you're going to be with and they always irritate you and get under your skin. Have an intention that you have a harmonious conversation with that cousin while you're there. And just see what happens. So, wishing you all a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. And let's go through it as stress-free as possible. Take care of yourselves. Drive carefully. Go safe. Bundle up good when you go out. And be sure and take your clay with you, okay? Now, go get clay. This is Perrier signing off and thanking you.